Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, my wonderful friends. It has been a busy morning. I was just getting my three cleansing breaths in, and the show has started. So welcome to you all. It's another beautiful Wednesday to be here to play, to enjoy life, to be in the bliss of all that is, and to know that you have come here to play and enjoy this life. So before we start with the Gregory, I just want to say good morning to Cosmic Planner, Love Thy Work, Miss Pretty, Nancy Ray, and Raven Spirit, Marguerite. Good morning, my darlings. And good morning to all of you who are in the queue waiting. And 251, if you're just listening, that's fine. But if you want a reading, you need to press the 1 button. So I have a little question mark that says you want a reading. And I'm letting everybody know that we're up to number 11 now. So I should be able to get everybody in that's here right now. And probably a few more because I usually do about 15 or 16 readings. But I do have an appointment right after the show, so I can't stay on the line a whole bunch of extra time. But those of you that are here are already in there. And, okay, 251, I've got you in now. So what else do I need? Oh, yes. Always just want to jump into the readings, but I while I'm still in Bobby brain, part of what I'm doing is growing the Gregory, my darlings. So letting you know that we are available for private readings at www.bobbyg.com, or you can call me directly at 530-554-2000. So those are the two ways to get in touch with me for private readings. I am getting busier and busier, but I still have room. I am growing in ways. Gregory has just been delightful. One lady came to see me yesterday, had been planning to come see me for 8 years. And I could just hear Gregory giggling because as I wonder, well, is this going to continue to increase, Gregory? And then somebody who has been thinking about it for 8 years calls for a reading and leaves saying, when should I see you next? So I'm getting more people coming in, more people who love the Gregory, and more people who want it consistently. That is just delightful because I love watching people grow. I love being a part of sharing the information that helps you expand your spiritual gifts. So that's from the Bobby. That's what I love. So I'm going to close my eyes, take my breathing, and we're going to jump into Gregory's message about life is good, and then we're going to start doing readings. Okay. Yes, my darlings, we are here, but we had to breathe the Bobby to get her to kind of release and let go, for she's been a very busy bee this week, this month, and today, as she runs around doing all the delightful things that are growing, the wonderful opportunities to allow us to reach more and more of you in better and deeper depth. Yes, and we are in bliss to be able to connect with more of you and assist you in developing your spiritual gifts and moving more powerfully into your own ability to know the wisdom, to feel the information, to hear the information, to sense the information, to see the information for yourselves that you hear coming through the Bobby. Because as we've said many times, this is just a matter of practice for 28 years, 29 actually, Bobby. Nope, 28. We'll go to 28. 28 years you have been practicing and faithfully connecting with the wisdom of the Gregory. And many of you have been on this show and listening to our wisdom and sharing our gifts and partaking of our guidance for 9 years, my darlings. It is quite delightful to be a part of, well, we're in our ninth year. it's quite delightful to be a part of all of this, to know that we get to play at this new level to help you get to play at the new levels you want to play in. Because the message for today is life is good. It is good, my darlings. It's always good. Your awareness of how fantastic it is sometimes a little bit behind how good life really is. When you take the time to look around at all of the blessings that are happening for you right here, right now, you have ears that can hear this message. You have a means of connecting to the internet and to this show that allows you to hear this message. You have food, clothing, and shelter. Maybe not as much food, maybe not as much clothing, maybe not as much shelter, maybe not as much money as you want. But you have what is required to sustain you. And if you will turn your eyes and your thinking and your feelings and your sensing into the gratitude of how wonderful it is that you have all that you have. Kelly Lunt was using an example of something she did. KellyLunt.com, Bobby is working with her on getting Gregory out to more people and doing Zen Dens. We've been teaching people in webinars. We're learning so much and reaching more people to teach them how to get into their spiritual gifts. And Kelly was talking about when she was starting this business and how it was easy to go into the thinking, the lackful thinking. But she looked at how much money she had in her wallet. And at that point, it was $5. And she used the example of, well, with $5, I can get this. I'm not going to get this right now, but with $5, I can get this. And with $5, I can get this. And with $5, I can get this. And she went around looking at all that she could do with $5 and finding out that she was so blessed with that. And as more came in and flowed in, because from that process, people started calling to get more connection with her and what she has to offer, because the vibration of her energy rose. And what Kelly does is help people tap in to the law of attraction from Abraham Hicks. And she's become a master at that and has wonderful teachings, expanding your ability to move up the ladder from the sense of lack into the sense of good, into the sense of what you can do to be aware of the beauty and the wonder that absolutely is here for you. And what we like to do, someone once said that they like to take the Abraham Hicks and then have Gregory fine-tune it for them. And that's what we like to do. Because when you begin to pay attention to the beauty and the joy and the wonder in your lives, the beauty and the wonder and the joy in your lives expands. It expands partly because you're attracting it through the law of attraction, but it also expands simply because you become aware of what is here for you now. My darlings, you are surrounded by opportunities and possibilities all the time. And sometimes you'll be asking and asking and asking us. And we try turning the light up around it so that you can see it. We try sending messages from other people so you can hear it. We try sending energy so you can feel it. But if you're caught in your feelings of lack or distraction from all you've got to do in your daily lives, you often are not aware of all of the messages and potentiality we are sending through to you to enlighten you and enliven you and bring you to a broader knowing. And we so want you to be aware and to expand into that knowing and to wake up to this wonderful, beautiful life that you have been given. Wake up. The fantastic opportunities presented to you every day you take breath. Wake up to the knowing that you can do everything you need to do to expand your abilities to touch your spiritual wisdom, to move forward into your life, to fulfill all of the dreams and wants and desires that you take the time to expand on, focus on, work on, and allow. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so my darlings, I see Queen Opulence is in the room. I open my eyes and there you are, my darling, as blessed as always to be. Welcome, welcome. And we're going to water the bobby. We're going to go down here and make sure we got everybody okay. So down as far as 951, that's number 13 in the queue, Nathaniel. We'll be able to get to all of you. And Little Fairy, I will put you down here. Okay. So you're number 15, if I can get to you before I have to leave. I do have an appointment after the show. And for those of you in the Reading area, I'm looking to see who is interested in coming to a Gregory Circle here at my home. And if you haven't seen your email, I sent out an email blast for people to respond to. If I get enough interest, I'll do it. If I don't, I'll make a decision. Okay. So we see everybody in the queue. I'm going to shrink Little Fairy's question. If I get to you, you're up there. And my chi heart made it in. Oh, well, welcome, darling. You do want to come. Okay. Okay. It's going to be, well, if you get your email, let's see. I'm going to put yes next to your name. It's going to be, I believe, Friday the 16th. So, all righty. Let me center for a minute. My brain's going in so many directions. I need to get out of the way. Okay, so everybody is here. We're here. Y'all here? I'm available for private readings. And life coaching through www.bobbyg.com and 530-554-2000. I'm very excited. Kelly hooked me up with somebody who's going to help me do a new web page. And I'm very excited about having something more user-friendly for you to be able to sign in and sign up for readings. All right, my darlings. So we're going there to there, and we're starting with 270. Good morning, 270. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. This is Joy.
Joy. Well, good morning, Joy, and welcome. What can we do for you this morning?
I just wanted a mini reading.
Okay. Okay, Joy, the picture we're getting is you're standing. We see you standing there and the hands are going up. The hands are going up. The hands are going up. And it's like there's information trying to come through that you've been asking for, that you've been seeking, that you've been wanting. And part of you, your soul part, wants to hear this, but your ego self is saying, no, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to go forward anymore. I don't want to do it. And it's the small ego self is resisting what it is you're calling forward to move you forward in some very important parts of your life. What we want you to do is take some moments to breathe and center into the core of your being, Joy. Just be in the core of your being and allow yourself to relax and know that whatever the universe is bringing forward for you is your next best step. And take the time to begin to feel what it is you want and how you want to move forward, because the fear thoughts coming through the egoic mind are blocking what it is you, what you can hear and feel and sense and see. So the information's there for you, Joy, but you have to breathe, center, relax, and come into the moment. Allow yourself to be present. Allow yourself to know that you have the ability to make the decisions you need to make to move forward. Drop the hands down to your side and allow the information to flow through, Joy. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is our information for you, Joy. Drop those hands and open up to the wonderful information coming through for you. All right, darling?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Bye.
Okay. We love the way Gregory protects confidentiality by giving these unreadable messages, but that might have been a message for half a dozen people, Joy. Okay, we're going to go on to 805. 805,
hi,
who are we talking to?
Hi, Gregory G. This is Donna from California. How are
you? Hey, Donna from California. We are fantastic. So what can we do for you this morning, darling?
Fabulous. Well, I wanted to know, I would so much love to have a relationship with a man, and I'm just wondering what you're picking up on that as far as me meeting someone and having that joy in my life.
Okay. Donna, there's still some clearing that you're needing to do. Okay. How to put this? Let me tell you what I'm feeling, Donna. I'm feeling in the heart like a protectedness. And I don't know if that's the right word, but it's kind of like a holding back. And at the same time, the energy is saying, I want a man in my life. There's some considerations and fears and doubts about the safety of that for you, whether or not you'll be hurt, whether or not you can trust, whether or not it will be good. And so, Donna, for you, rather than, yes, there is always somebody out there. That's an easy question for us to answer. We can see the potentiality. There's 9 billion people on the planet. So there's got to be at least one or two or a dozen out there that are potential for you. But what needs to happen before that's going to come to fruition for you, Donna, is a little more work on your trusting that you, it's not them you got to trust, it's you. And it's trusting that you have learned and you have grown and you have experienced so much that all of those experiences have given you wisdom. It's not pain, it's wisdom. And if you can turn all of those old lessons into beautiful wisdom, all of those old experiences into beautiful wisdom lessons, then you can feel good about your ability to go ahead and begin to connect. And if somebody isn't the right one, it's like, nope, that's not a match. And connect again. And if somebody's not the right one, nope, that's not a match. And be in that place where the part of connecting is part of the game, the fun. And allowing yourself to be in that space of trust and openness and wisdom. If you move into that space, Donna, then you will begin to attract people because you'll want to play. And the energy of play will attract people into you, Donna. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah, that resonates yes. with me. Wonderful.
Okay, so do some work. There's a wonderful book that is coming into my brain that I haven't read, but Gregory's bringing it in. It's, I believe, by Gangaji. It says, what is it? I love you. I have to love you. It's something about if I love you, that's enough. It's by Gangaji, I believe. If you look that up, and if you can't get it, ask me next week. It's over at my office, and I can see it. But my Bobby brain gets in here, and then I lose it. So I'm sorry, Donna. If I would let Gregory bring it in more powerfully, I'd probably get it. But I have an ego too, darling. But if I love you, that's enough, or something like that. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go on down here to Yvette from California.
I fell
hey,
off
darling.
The wagon.
You
fell
off the wagon. Uh-oh, what happened? You didn't get your butt out of bed.
No, I slipped. Just kidding. Actually, I was up. My fingers didn't move quick enough on this one.
Yeah.
So, my amazing Gregory, give me the hookup for this week and everything else that you see for me.
We like that phraseology, hookup. We're going to hook you in right now,
thank
Yvette,
you.
To
ready.
Fantastic, powerful energy and wisdom. Oh, from this beautiful, tall guide of yours. Ah, okay, what does she have to say? Being the opening that you are seeking is what we are wanting for you. As you ask our guidance, listen, listen, listen. As you feel our energy, relax and absorb. As you sense our wisdom, be in the energy of the love we feel for you. Our work together is expanding so beautifully because you are being more and more accepting. All we are asking is a new level, because a new level will bring even more fantasticness. And more fantasticness, my darling, is what you always desire. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so that's from your guide, Yvette.
I love that, and I need that, exactly.
Yes, yes. We saw when she said that final saying, it was Liz Gilbert in Big Magic was asking, what do I want? And she said, more bliss, please. So there you go, girl, more bliss.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're amazing. Love you. Have an amazing week.
Love you, darling. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that is Yvette, and we're going on down here to Sharoni. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Namaste, my friend.
Namaste. And what can we do for you, sweet one?
Oh, give me a beautiful message today.
Okay. Opening, 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 opening. The heart chakra, the heart chakra, the heart chakra. Trust, 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 trust. Our guidance, our wisdom, and our love for you. Be in the energy that allows, Sharon. Be in the energy that allows. Release. Release, release, release the worry, the struggle, and the upset. We are always here for you, and you are moving forward even when you don't see it, even when you don't feel it, even when it feels like where you want to be is so far away. You are still moving forward, my darling. We are still with you, sweet one. Trust that energy, that wisdom, and that knowing. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much.
And so it is. All right, my darling. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks or three. All right?
All right. All right. Sounds beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And our darling Sharon has set things up on YouTube. For people to hear the beginning Gregory messages. And we're going to be doing a whole bunch more on YouTube. We're going to be expanding that exponentially, my darlings. You are going to be amazed and pleased at what's going to be available over there to see and hear the Bobby G. Okay, I see the message, little fairy, yes. Okay. And we have a 111 and 650 and then Raven Spirit. Okay, 111. Good morning. To whom are we speaking on the 111 line?
An unmuted, grateful spirit to come forward on this day of so much auspiciousness, although every day is auspicious, but with the full moon, the blood moon, the solar eclipse, and that energy coming forward. Oh, yes, yes. What a time to receive a message. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, my darling. And we would never, ever want to mute the queen. Heavens, you are unmutable, darling.
I accept. And with that, I ask Gregory and the continuum to bring it. I like that bring it vibration. And I've been to your YouTube recently yesterday. And yes, wonderful expression and feeling shared.
Oh, well, thank you. And thanks, Sharon, yes. So with the full moon rising and the energy that the love between the moon and the earth, the energy between the two, for your scientists believe that the earth is a big rock with gravity and molten lava and stuff on it. And they believe the moon is another big rock. But what you know and what we know and what we want to share is all of life is sentient. All of life has knowledge. Every cell, every molecule, every energy in the universe vibrates with wisdom. And that wisdom that exchanges when the moon is full, you feel it in your heart. You feel it in your being. The earth responds with the waves that become bigger. And the energy that transcends between the earth and the moon is really a palpable energy, my darlings. Many of you think it's just old wives' tales or superstition, but there is an increase in the energy. Just as there is an increase in the energy when the sun is out and you can feel the sun directly on you, so too is it when the moon is full. You feel the energy of her love. And being in that space, being in that wisdom, being in that time to utilize that energy in loving, supportive, beautiful, acknowledging ceremony of appreciation for your life, for the life. If the moon was not there, your planet would not be what it is today, and you would not have the life you have today. And acknowledgement of that for you is an acknowledgement that of your life force. Your life force is so powerful. The earth wouldn't be in the good and the negative what it is today if it weren't for the human interaction. It's all a yin and a yang, a plus and a minus, a growth and a reduction. All of it is appropriate. All of it needs to happen. In order for the earth to rejuvenate, the plants must die and go back into the earth and then nurture new plants. It is all a cycle of life. And the appreciation, the moon is one of the ways you get to see the cycle of life every month. to tell you that nothing is stagnant. Everything is growing, and so are you, my queen. Your ability to touch into that energy, to be in that wisdom, to share ceremony with those who are ignorant of it, to share your own growth with the moon and the earth and the beings you interact with. That ability to share and connect is so powerful. We keep telling you because we so appreciate it. And you know it is a value when you feel the wisdom moving through you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank the goddess moon. And thank Mother Earth and all that goes between. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. That was a fun one, huh?
Yes, and thank you all for sharing and caring and being. Namaste.
Namaste, my darling. All right. Boy, that was kind of etheric. It was kind of hard to catch. Sometimes when Gregory gets out there in the ethers of all that is with these kind of what I call nebulous messages, they're speaking me, but it's just interesting. That's all I can say. I can't explain it. So stop trying, Bobby. Okay. 650, I believe, is Concha. Is that you, my darling?
Hello, Bobby G.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
And who are we talking to?
This is Concha.
It is Concha. Your voice, you had almost an accent there, darling.
It is. It is Concha. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Gregory and Bobby.
Yes, my darling. And what is it can
yes.
we do for you?
Yes. Today, I would just like a general message.
Okay, the image coming through, Concha, is you doing your yoga, stretching in a pose. It's very interesting. You're on the ground with one leg bent in and the other leg straight out, like your, let's see, that would be your left leg bent into your body and your other leg stretched mm-hmm. out, and your body stretching to the left. Over the, and it's like you're reaching and reaching and reaching, and you're going in this direction so powerfully, reaching for this, that mm-hmm. if you would bring the body back up and move the right hand back up and center yourself over the legs, it would create a more open awareness, and then bringing the right leg back into the center. So you've got the pose of all of you in mm-hmm. kind of the lotus, is what I'm
yeah.
seeing. And in that yeah. lotus position, allowing the energy to really be coming in from the crown chakra on down through the body, on down, and as you sit there, being in that balanced space, allowing the wisdom that you're seeking to permeate. Because when you're stretching off in one direction or the other, that is good for the body. But when you're trying to find your answers, it's more important that you come into the balance position and that you allow. And we appreciate that part of the reason why you're reaching so powerfully is that you're wanting and wanting and wanting and growing and learning and expanding. And that's really wonderful. We don't want to take that away, but we also want you to remember with your yoga that you've got to balance the other side and then you've got to come to center. And it's the same way with everything you're doing in your business and in your life, Concha.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. So is this balancing? It makes sense. And what am I reaching for that I need to maybe balance more in my life?
The balance between the business. You're reaching for all the things you want to do in the business, and you're grabbing.
Yeah.
And you're reaching.
Right.
And that's wonderful. They want you to go forward with that. But instead of running after something, they want you to come to center, balance, and then see what comes into you.
Got
see
it.
See what comes
okay.
from that yeah. balance space, so that when you're moving forward with the business and moving forward with all the things you want to expand into, you're doing it from a centered space instead of a, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, 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 I've got to do that energy. Do
yeah.
you understand?
Mm,
have
I
you
do.
Read the book, The Tao of the Pooh, The Tao of Pooh?
No.
I'm listening to it, and I just giggle and laugh, and they were just talking about the Wu way. And the Wu way is, this guy turned it into the Pooh way, where you center and focus and allow life to happen without efforting so much. Now, there does require a certain amount of energy to move forward. But when mm-hmm. you're off balance, reaching too fast from that place that says what you are and what you're doing isn't enough, it pulls you off balance, Concha. When you center up,
right.
you still move forward, but you do it from a centered space.
Okay, so is that the energy that I'm moving forward, that I'm pulling from, is that it's not enough? Is that what
there's
you're
a
reading?
Piece of that, yes. You're feeling like you're not doing enough. You haven't achieved enough. You haven't done enough. Somebody else is doing better than you. You should be doing more. And we want you to center up and
yeah.
go, wow, I am a powerful being. Look at all I'm doing. This is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. All the wonder that I'm doing right now, well, let me pull something even more in. I'm going to center up and allow. That's
yeah.
what they're going to touch.
Okay,
my darling.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
All right.
And
blessings,
Gregory.
Darling.
Blessings,
darling.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. Got to water the Bobby here. And we are on to our darling raven spirit, Marguerite. We are coming to you. That's just Bobby singing. Okay. Oh. You are welcome, Queen Goddess. Okay, so little fairy, I will answer your question if I can before I have to leave. It'll be on the you just go to the end of the archive message for today. What is today? It's 1:31. Oh, it's the end of the month. Okay, we made it through a whole month of 2018. Yay! Okay, Raven Spirit bringing in the message. We have to quiet down the Bobby. She's kind of bouncy today. My darling Raven Spirit. Marguerite, let's call him the right name. Oh. In the energy of love is the answer you are seeking. In the energy of love is the peace beyond all understanding that is waiting for you. In the energy of love, you center up, allow, and be with the beauty that is your birthright. Release the worry thoughts. They do not serve you. They do not serve you, Marguerite. Redirect your focus to the wisdom. Redirect your focus to the spiritual guidance that is always abundantly available to you. Redirect, relax, and know all is well. Well, Marguerite, I don't know who that was, but it wasn't quite Gregory. And whoever it was who came in floated away afterwards. So that was a message to you from whomever it was. Yeah. Yeah. And you are welcome, my darling. You are welcome. Oh, I love all the pretty writing. And whoever that spirit was. Yeah, just floated out of my body the minute it was done. All righty, let's boogie on down the road here. We have some people to do some readings for. Okay, let's see. We've done that one. So we're on to 914. Coming at you, 914. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, well, welcome, Catherine. What can we do for you today?
Thank you. I was wondering if I should, I sent off my project for someone to look at, and I was wondering, I haven't heard back, should I give it a little bit, or should I call and say hi, you know, touching base, that type of thing?
Okay, we're going to let you make a judgment call because we're going to tell you where it's at. What we're seeing is you've sent it off and it's in a stack of stuff. Okay. And it's not that the person isn't interested, it's that they're very distracted. We'll let you make a judgment call based on who you send it to, what you feel would be best. And a reminder call at some point if you don't hear back, let's say within the next week, would probably serve to help this person direct their energy towards that stack that you're in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like they're busy, they're doing. If you haven't heard back within a week, we would definitely say, but you might want to do it beforehand before something else gets put on top of it. This person's
That's true too.
This person's very busy and very distracted and wants to please everybody. So, a call sooner might be of value, might make them feel more harried. A call later might make them feel less harried, but it might be buried. So that's a tough decision there, Catherine. Wow. You're kind of in you're not the only one going for this person's energy.
Do you feel that ultimately, though, we will together, that they will, like once that, you know, takes place, like it'll be, it's a positive connection?
Well, that's hard to read right now because we do consecutive moments of now reads. And until they've picked up and read your stuff, once they've read your stuff, we can feel that, yeah, there's an energy there where it's connecting with you. But at this point in time, we're feeling a call just to say, wanted to check. How long has it been since you sent it in?
Just before the holidays.
Yeah. 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 It would be appropriate to give a call now. You've waited long enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And they're either going to say yes and get to it or not, but they're... Don't give up if it doesn't go with this person, though, because we see the project is worthy.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, the project is worthy. All right.
All right, thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Catherine. You're welcome. Let us know how it comes out, my darling. Okay.
I will. Thank you. Blessed week ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So that is Catherine, a new friend. We love new friends. Love thy work. Okay. Should have put here whether you were looking for a general. Were you looking for a general? Yes. Okay. A general. You want a general, baby? Will a corporal do? Okay. Okay. Love thy work. Coming through. Wow. Okay. Interesting visual. Okay, love thy work. I see hands going up and grabbing something and bringing it down to the ground and pulling it along the ground. Gregory, please interpret. What is that all about? Okay. Wow. Okay. Needing to pay attention. Needing to pay attention to the ideas. It's like there's ideas that were floating up there and you brought them down and you put them on the ground and now you're dragging them around behind you or on the ground. And the ideas that are stuck on the ground can't come to fruition. They can't move forward if you keep dragging them in the earthly plane. Okay. So you drag them down to the earthly plane and make the ideas very human and very stuck and very, you're going to be in control and in charge of it. And the things that you're trying to create, the ideas that you're trying to launch, the things that you're wanting to expand, can't do it when you're the one being in charge and having to have it underneath you and you being in charge of it. When you can release the ideas that you want, the things that you want to have happen, allow them to float up to the universe, allow them to float up into spiritual wisdom, allow them to be in that place where spirit can work with you, creating this and moving forward with this, you'll find that the ideas you're working with and the things that you're wanting to bring into physical reality will happen faster and with greater ease if you allow spirit to work with you more powerfully and let go of the ego's desire to make sure it's always in charge and that it can control everything that's going to happen. Love thy work. So evidently, there's a struggle going on right now that ego is wanting to bring ideas in and I'm in charge and I've got to handle this and I know how to do this and I'm going to do it on the human level. And if you want it to really happen easier, you got to release it and let spirit help. You're getting too controlling on something. I don't know what it is. I just see the picture of something you're trying to manifest up in the air starting to grow and then you bringing it back down on the ground where you can sit on it and be in control of it. So take what you like and leave the rest out of that picture, my darling. I hope it made some sort of sense to you. It made nothing to me. Oh, okay. Then maybe that's what I'm doing here, being too in control. Okay. 251. I've got an 862 in here that I did not get written down earlier. So we're going to, that's love thy work. We're going to put 862 over here and then 251. Okay. 862, Bobby G, who are we talking to?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Olga.
Olga. Oh my goodness, haven't heard from you in a long time, my darling. Good to hear from you. How can we help you this morning?
Great. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm looking into the feeling that you have, or Gregory, for my relationship that I have now with Joe.
Okay, Olga. Wow, interesting visuals here. Okay. There's a big, gigantic block. Not a block like it's in front of you. It's like this solid rock. And it's very stuck. I want to say grounded, but it feels kind of stuck. And he's not going anywhere. And in some ways, depending on how that works for you, it can be good because he's not going anywhere. But if you want to go somewhere, he's also not going anywhere. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we see you walking around the block trying to figure out how to help it move. We see you walking around the block trying to help it be other than a block. But it's a block. It's just a grounded block. He's a square cube. And I don't know if any of this is making sense, Olga. But it's like you wanna help it move. You want to help it be more than a block. And at this point in time, it is what it is. Does that make any sense, Olga?
So do you feel like this is the block represents what's in him? Or what he's doing?
It's kind of like him. He is who he is. And he is solid. He is stable. He is who he is. He doesn't feel a need to change. And if you need him to change, that's not going to work very well. If you can accept him for who he is, and the solid, stable being that he is and where he is, that may work for you. But he is just who he is, Olga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So the decision's yours, darling. It's in your court. It's who he is not bad. It's
right.
Just who he is. But whether or not it works for you is your decision. But
right.
We want you to know he is who he is. If you think at the love of a good woman, or if you do this or this or this or this, he'll change. Nope, he is who he is.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay,
all right,
darling.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Blessings.
Okay. Thank you, too.
All right. So that's our darling Olga. And now we're going on to Nancy Ray. Oh, no, we're going on to 251 and then Nancy Ray. 251 and then Nancy Ray. Nancy, if you had a question and you're still here, put it in the queue. If you wanted a general, that's what you'll get otherwise. 251, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is April, and a wonderful program.
Thank
so
you. Thank you.
Yes.
A general Please. Reading. Okay, April. So, April, we see you climbing a ladder. We see you climbing a ladder and really reaching, and what we would like to suggest, our darling April, is it doesn't have to be this difficult. As you move up into the new areas of expansion and growth that you're seeking, if you will take a rest, and just make that ladder one of those ladders that you can change the shape of, and you level it off for a little bit. And level it off and just kind of be where you're at for right now and kind of absorb the growth that you've been going through and the things that you've learned and the lessons that have brought you to this place. Kind of just sit there in kind of a zen space and just explore and expand and appreciate and be. For a little bit, you know, we're saying for at least a week or so, just to kind of be where you're at and take stock of what's going on in your life the ladder can then start to go up and you can move into the new areas and new growth and new possibilities. But we want you to release the idea that all of life needs to be a struggle. It's an adventure. It's a growth. It's a potentiality. But it doesn't need to be a struggle, April. And so we want you to just take some time, darling. Breathe, center, relax, appreciate all that you have accomplished thus far. And then when you get ready to start moving up the ladder and doing the things you need to do to move forward in the ways you want to move forward in your life, it'll be a bliss because you'll go, oh, that's going to take me to a new level. And when I get to a new level, I get to level out the ladder and relax for a little bit and enjoy. Do you understand, April?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
All right.
I really do.
Thank All you. Right, my darling. You're welcome. So enjoy your resting time, April. It's time for you to rest and relax, darling.
Okay.
All right. No, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again, April. Blessings.
Sure. Same to you. Thank you so much, darling.
Okay. All right. So a new friend in April. This is fun. We're getting new friends here. So Nancy Ray, a general, will be just fine. 5-star or more? Okay. Huh. Nancy Ray, we got you having fun. We got you doing a da 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 da. And it's like the figure is going, ta-da! So something you have done recently has been wonderful. Something you have done recently has been good. There's an accomplishment, and we're wanting you to appreciate it, to be in the joy of what you are creating, Nancy Ray. Be in the joy of understanding that you are a powerful co-creator with spirit. Be in the joy of allowing that co-creation to move forward. But for right now, just like the last caller, be in bliss where you're at right now. Enjoy the energy. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the vibration. Nancy, as I'm doing this reading, I'm sitting here and they have both of my hands going in giant circles from the outside to the in and then out again. And it's like I see these two big balls of energy and I see you in the middle of those balls of energy. And I see that if you would appreciate that and be in that, you would be in bliss, my darling. Okay, so Nancy, we're going to, that's the reading for you. We're going to read 917 is there. We're going to read 951, Nathaniel. We're going to read Little Fairy and then Reverend James. Hold on, we're going to get to you, darling, before we have to leave. Okay, so next is 917. Hold on, people. And those of you who are on the chat, if you can't hear, listen on the archives. They'll be towards the end. 917 coming at you. Who are we talking to, darling?
Hi, it's Jessica.
Jessica, how are you? Welcome, Jessica. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm great.
So what can we help you with?
So I've been one of the things I'm focused on is building up my client list, relaunching my brand and everything. And I was able to attract a client, which is awesome, in the matter of like a week. It's a non-paying client at this point, but my intention is to bring them on as a paying client or use the energy to attract more clients. So just any guidance around it, because I'm excited for what's to come. And, you know, this has been an intention for a long time, but now it's like finally working out.
Okay.
Time. So, it's finally time.
We love the words you're using. We love the energy you're expending because you're in that place of appreciation. And the more powerfully you stay in that place of appreciation, of knowing that it is time, of acknowledging that the client has come and right now they're not a paying client, but that you're going to transform that. And that that's just the beginning of what you're going to be doing. And being in that place of knowing that you're finding the ways and the steps you need to take, Jessica, to create this happening. And the more powerfully you stay in that energy, the more powerfully this can happen. So what we want you to continue to do is the work you're doing to hold the energy and the vision of everything coming the way you need it to come, and acknowledging any little thing that happens when somebody shows up, when somebody gives you a lead, when you hear something on the radio or the TV, whatever comes through, being in that space of appreciation where you're allowing, you're still taking the steps in the human form, but you're keeping the energy vibrant and alive so that as you begin to create even more. And the struggle we see with people is that what happens is when something doesn't come through, they start focusing on it's not here yet. And all of the words you just used were, yes, it's coming. Yes, it's here. I'm so excited. I know this is going to happen. And keep reaching for those words and those feelings and those thoughts. It's very Abraham, the moving up the levels mm-hmm. of the Abraham steps. And being in that place that knows it's going to happen even when it's not happened, remembering that lack of evidence is not evidence of lack. Okay, so you know that even if it's not here yet that you can see it, you be in that space. Okay, and on the human level, keep putting out to everybody you come in contact with how much fun you have doing this. How much you enjoy doing this, what bliss it is for you to do this. Because when you do that, the word gets out. Do you understand, Jessica?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
I've been
Jessica.
I've been listening to Abraham nonstop. And,
good.
You know, I finally feel like I'm in a, like I, it's all clicking. Like I finally totally get it, like on how to like just sort of be the master of my life. Like it's exciting.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I get it.
Yes. Yes. It is exciting, isn't it? I love doing this. It's just like so much fun. There was something they were talking about. Oh, well, it left my mind. But good. Keep up the good work, Jessica. Abrahamit. That's our brother.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the message.
Blessings, darling. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So now we're going on to Nathaniel, who has patiently waited. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning, Bobby. Hi.
I was just thinking the other day, I hadn't heard from Nathaniel. And you must have heard my thinking, my darling. How are you doing?
Great.
All right. All right. Well, what can we do for you this morning, my darling?
Well, I have a couple of things. I'm not sure if I should stay with the post I'm at now or... I have like Medi-Cal or something, or I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I'm not sure if I should tell them I've made more money and like disqualify myself from it, or, you know, but my thing goes up and down to what the hours I work, you know, sometimes I don't work that much, but general message all over.
Well, let's give you a message on that. There's a good thing. I used to work for the department where Medi-Cal is, and you do want to keep them informed of your finances because they know they will find ways to find out about the finances. So,
well, I did my taxes yesterday, so I made like $27,000, and I know that's too much. And I have an operation that I have for my nose to help me breathe better through my nostrils. And that, you know, it's been approved and, you know, I could do it next week, but, you know, I'm making too much.
Well, yeah, it's, you have to talk with them about what way it does and doesn't work, Nathaniel. Get yourself informed before you make a decision, because you don't want to lose the job and still not be able to get the operation. So, yeah, if you have a way, I don't know the rules anymore, but if you have a way to find out that this is Bobby speaking, find out the way the rules work before you make a decision about leaving a job and sustenance. And,
well, maybe I should talk with the doctor about it or the nurses or something when I book my pre-op.
That might be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they may be able to give me better help than the other people can from that angle, you know. But.
So, Nathaniel, let us get into the Gregory. And, well, yes, because that was very Bobby. Using your own higher knowing and knowing that you have the capability to create abundance sufficient to take care of yourself, Nathaniel. That's what you're needing in this situation. It's not if, it's how. How can I manage this situation to know that I can take care of my body, I can take care of myself, and I can find ways to navigate what it is I need to do to meet my needs? Because sometimes when you get into the lackful thinking that says I have to give up this to get that, that doesn't always serve you. And that is why we were telling Bobby to tell you to find out all your options before you make a decision and check in with your spiritual guidance. Say, does this feel right? Does it feel right to leave the job? Does it feel right to move forward here? Check into your spiritual guidance, Nathaniel, because you have a powerful connection when you use it.
Well, my job, it's just my post. I work for the company, and they send me a lot of different places. So it's just a place, and I'm working for Mr. Colton. If you look him up, he's defrauded investors out of $90 billion, and he went bankrupt, I guess, and he wants me to admit. So I'm working for a very evil man that's just waiting to go to hell.
Thank you for sharing that, Nathaniel, because the first thing you said, your post, I got a real negative hit to the gut. But then you started talking about, okay, and I got the feeling they'll leave the job. So rather than talk about the way he is, Nathaniel, look at how it feels for you to work with him and know that
very
you need to find something.
He's very bad. I mean, you know, it's been a little raise, and I drive around a truck to about 20 different of his buildings, you know, because he owns big, you know, four-story buildings.
Nathaniel, I'm going to have to stop you because I'm out of time and I have to go somewhere. Mm-hmm, but listen to your own words. Your own words are telling you need to leave that job.
Yeah.
Your own words are telling you you're unhappy. You can find something else, Nathaniel. You're not stuck there.
Oh yeah, no. My card is my operations manager. So we've already talked about it. He knows that Mr. Colton's an evil man. So David Colton, if anyone wants to look him up.
Darling.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Have a great day.
You too, darling. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, James signed off. Okay. Little fairy. My darling, this job is not a match for you at this point in time. You may need to stay there for a while for food, clothing, and shelter, but we're seeing the struggle you're having. And just remember, you were looking for a job when you found this one. There's another one out there for you. Trust your ability to find something else. We're seeing the argument that you were talking about with the manager. And, It's the situation is not going to improve. So you do have options. Utilize your options. You may need to stay there while you're looking for something else, but you're not out of possibilities. So that is our suggestion. All right. Blessings, my darlings. We're going to sign off and go to our appointment. Invite you to trust the flow. Take what you like, leave the rest. Trust the flow, let the good times roll. Bye, darlings.